Thank you. Let's hear it one more time for the band. It was an applause. I'm Howie Mandel. This is Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
I'm Jacqueline Schultz, his daughter and co-host.
And my friend Lou is also here.
Hello.
Hello. I know you're in a good mood. I'm not, to be honest. I'm going to be totally honest with you up front because I think that's what this podcast is, honesty. And I started doing the podcast with my daughter originally because I, you know, it was a quality time together. And we were, wasn't it? We were locked in quarantine. You can't tell if you're just listening, but she's looking at me incredulously.
Because you said I don't know where this is going.
Okay. Go So I like my time with you and just being here and meeting people and doing whatever we're doing. And I like, it's also entrepreneurial. We talk about merch. We're selling merch and we want subscribers and we've been growing with subscribers and we've been selling merch and Lou merch. I'll just say it. I don't know how to put it any other way. No, I'm a little disappointed. I don't know what the word is. I'm upset with you, Jackie.
What? Okay, this is what I don't understand. No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, and we have it up on the wall.
Well, first of all, let me just say that, Jackie, I'm very proud of you. You have, we're all on social media. Mm-hmm. You have, besides Jacqueline Schultz, mm-hmm. you have Shit Mom Say. Mm-hmm. Shit dad say.
Shit dads do.
Yeah. And the pet one.
Yeah.
And then I just happened to be online and I was scrolling and I was looking. I look at Etsy.
Mm-hmm. No, you saw I posted my Etsy shop. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So you went and looked at my Etsy store?
Yeah.
You have said the filthiest things as a comic. Why are you mad? And even on this podcast, why? I don't understand why.
Because I feel like that's like you're selling porn.
I'm not selling porn. Wait, can we bring up my store?
Okay,
it's
Pretty
not
Dirty Gifts. This is her store. Okay? And then, no,
Lou,
I just feel
I want to
like,
hear Lou's opinion. What do you
Lou,
think?
This is my daughter. This is my daughter, Lou. This is my daughter, the mother of two, a college graduate, a teacher.
Master's degree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a
this
a
is
penis.
What you paid for, Dad. My
this
master's.
Is a penis on a there's a penis on a mug that you're selling.
It's a cute penis. Isn't it cute?
I don't see it. Which one is? Oh, the chubby.
Yeah.
You don't see that, Lou?
Now I see it.
It says, some people call me chubby.
And there's a penis on a mug.
But it's cute. Isn't it cute?
It's a penis on a mug, and you're my daughter, and I don't want you to be selling porn.
Yeah, I have to agree with Howie on this.
Okay. No, I'm being serious. I'm uncomfortable.
It's not porn. First of all, this is the only one that...
Show me another one.
How about don't be a dildo?
Don't That's funny. That one's funny. Don't be a dildo, and it's a dill pickle and a
doe
and a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Go to. I'll show you. I feel there's another one. Don't be a Richard. It's another dick joke.
Yeah.
Poopsicle. What's the one? There's tits.
My shirt.
No, twat.
My shirt. Something. I need a break from anyone who has come in or out of my vagina.
No. That's not good.
I don't even want to hear you say it, let alone sell it.
I didn't write vagina. I put a picture of a kitty.
No.
Why? Caroline's saying, yeah, she likes it.
Caroline, you're not my daughter. If you did that, fine. I hope you sell a lot of them. I don't want my daughter to talk about what goes in and out of her vagina. What are the other ones? I just...
There's twat waffle. I have...
Twat waffle?
I
didn't see that one.
Don't be a twat waffle.
What is a twat waffle? Is Don't that what be. I think it is?
Like, it's like a waffle.
It's like a waffle. If I may.
Uh-huh.
May I?
You
yeah,
may. Go
you
ahead.
May.
Okay. I think that if you want to be creative, Jackie, and uh-huh. you're a very, very creative person.
Uh-huh. Wait. Didn't? What's the $15.95? That one.
What? They're all, all the mugs are.
Go down a little bit. That one. The cupcake.
Cunt cake. Don't be a cunt cake.
Jackie.
Or, I'm not a paleontologist, but I know a cuntosaurus when I see one. No?
Okay. So if you want to be creative, you are very creative.
Yeah.
If you have limitations to your creativity, if mm-hmm. you put your creativity in a smaller focused area.
No, that's the problem. It is in a small focused area. I want her to get out of that area. I don't want her selling things with the C word. I don't want you selling things with the T word.
It's not. Look, they're not separate words. It's one word, so I created my own word.
No, I don't want it. You know what?
Dick biscuit. Dick biscuit.
Don't shut up! Shut up! I'm gonna call your mom.
I actually have a legitimate question though, because someone asked me this other day. Someone asked me, "Are you not scared because your kids go to school? Like you have kids. What if they see this?" I don't think this is a bad thing, right? If like
no, not a bad thing.
No,
it is a bad thing. As a grandparent, yeah, Lou's saying it's a bad thing.
No.
Lou,
I would like to know in the comments.
No,
when this goes up,
no comments, nothing.
You're
37 years old. I can't ground you. I wish there was some way to punish you. Get out. Turn off her mic. Turn off her mic. Turn off her mic. See, it's off. Your mic doesn't go back on until you close your Etsy. That sounds terrible. Everything I'm saying sounds terrible.
Jeremy.
You know what? Let's go on with the show. Take this off. Take it off.
Can we put the link in the description?
No. Get this off the screen. All right. Anyway. Enough talking. You know how I feel.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do the podcast and then we'll talk about this off mic.
Oh, we have another guest that I found today, too.
You know what? When I was reading about who's coming in, it's like it's thematic today.
Yeah, yeah. She could help me think of my next mug.
Let's bring her in. Okay. Is she here? Is the guest here?
Yeah.
I don't know her name. It's the fart girl.
No, it's Stephanie.
The fart girl.
The fart girl.
Do you want to tell Lou about her before she comes in? What she does?
I'll tell the audience.
Okay.
Okay. So the fart. You told me she sells her farts in a jar. She was in all the newspapers. She's also very current when it comes to. She made $100,000 in 1 week. Are you guys changing the sound in my headset? It's going like back and forth. Okay. $100,000 worth of NFTs. The NFTs were farts in a jar. She farts into a jar and sells these. When she started doing it, I think they were selling for like $45,000.
What?
Yeah. What? What are you saying?
What was selling for? Not each jar was.
No, the first. I don't know how much a fart is.
No, she wasn't selling each fart for $45,000.
I don't know.
But I don't know how the NFTs work. Because
well, here's the other thing, and then I hear that that it's closed down now because she ended up in the hospital with a heart problem, not to be confused with a fart problem. But I mean, she's entrepreneurial, and this is who you found, Miss.
Yeah, she's coming in.
Stephanie. Stephanie, you're here. You're a beautiful young lady, Stephanie.
I'm so excited. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know you. Move the mic closer to you.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
Hi.
You tell us.
Oh, my gosh. It's been crazy. I feel like in the past few weeks, my life has completely changed in like every single way possible.
Okay. So let's start at the beginning.
Yes.
Your name is Stephanie Motto.
Yes.
Motto? Is that how? Is it
Motto? Motto. Yeah.
Say tomato.
Yeah.
Okay, Stephanie. I kind of recognized your name because you had. Are you an actress?
No. So, well, I mean, I guess you could consider me that. I was on Before the 90 Days. I was on the season with Big Ed, so of 90 Day Fiance Before the 90 Days. So a lot of people know me from that. So I started with reality television, and since
where are you from?
Then, I am from New York City and Connecticut. I split my time between the two places.
And you grew up in New York City?
I actually grew up in Czech Republic.
You're Czechoslovakian.
Yes.
You speak the language?
I know. I'm mluvím česky.
No.
Yes.
That means no. No, I'm just telling for the audience. For the audience, that means no, I don't speak the language. Okay. And how old were you when you came to America?
I was about 7-8 years old.
7-8 years old. Mm-hmm. And you moved here with your parents?
Yeah, I moved here with my mom.
Your mom.
I was actually initially a green card baby, but my mom kind of like popped me out on American soil and then brought me back to Czech Republic and then was like, you know what? Let's
so wait,
go back.
Wait, no. Let's explain. So your mom, you're a green card baby. Your mom came here and married an American, or got yes. impregnated by an American?
Both.
So do you know? Are you? Do you have a relationship with your father?
I don't. Actually, my dad passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, but shortly after I was born on American soil, I moved to Czech Republic and was raised there until I was about 8.
So what was that? That doesn't. Well, already the plan doesn't make sense to me. She wanted a green card.
Yeah.
She pops you out, and then you go back.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Kind of like my life. So,
is she still alive?
Yes.
Do you have a good relationship with your mother?
I do. My mom's really supportive. Sometimes she's like, you know, feeling questionable about some of my career choices. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of discussions about that.
We'll get into that a little later. But here's I'm talking about your mother, a young woman with a dream who says, mm-hmm. you know, I want to go to America because that's the place where dreams can come true.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to sacrifice anything. Yes. You know, I'll go meet somebody and spend time with somebody and even have a baby with somebody mm-hmm. just so I can legally.
There she is.
Wow. Okay. Also a pretty lady.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any siblings?
I have a half brother. He's 10 years younger than I am. And he's from a different marriage.
An American also?
Another American. Mm-hmm.
A green card. Not for a green card.
No, this one was for real.
And where is he?
He's with my mom still, and they live in Connecticut. And he's cool. He's my stepdad. He's a really nice guy. He loves the whole fart jar thing. He thinks it's hilarious. He's got a good sense of humor about
what does he do for a living?
He's retired.
Your brother, your half-brother's retired.
Oh, no.
Her stepdad.
My stepdad.
No, what does your half-brother do?
Oh, my half-brother. He delivers pizza. He's 21 years old, so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just a kid. He's just a kid.
He's a kid. Okay. Well, how old are you? Is that bad to ask?
I'm 31.
You're 31. Well, mm-hmm. you're just a kid, too.
Really? I don't feel like one.
Well,
I act like one, though.
I was older than you when you were born.
Oh, wow.
That makes you a kid, right?
Yeah, oh, my gosh. I think you're a kid. You're younger than I am.
So. Really?
Yes.
Are you single?
I can't say. I'm currently on 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life. And so I've been getting that question a lot from people, and I can't answer.
I'm not asking you for the results of the show, but if you say you can't say.
Yeah.
Because you were already on, weren't you on with your girlfriend?
Yes, with Erica. She's the pink-haired girl from Australia.
Right. Did you ever go to, it did not work out.
No.
And you're allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah, because the show already aired. But 90 Day Fiancé.
How long did you spend with Erica after the show?
I'm like, none. Zero. The show ended and I went home and we spoke maybe a couple weeks, but we've been locked.
Okay. So you hooked up with Erica on mm-hmm. the show, or did you come to the show with Erica?
We came to the show and the whole premise was us meeting for the first time, me flying out to Australia to see if this relationship between us could work and then eventually possibly lead to getting a K-1 visa. But it did not work out at all.
No, but let's go slowly. So did you meet her on the show? You knew her before the show.
I knew her before the show.
Do you not know what 90 Day Fiancé is?
That it's your fiance and you have 90 days to get married, right?
Right. So they know each other before. Now there's all these spinoffs where there's like different takes of it.
So
right?
How long have you been dating before the show?
We were together for about 3 months. And, you know, the show was kind of...
Did you think that you were going to... I didn't know that. I know mm-hmm. it's three... I would imagine just like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, ultimately people are getting engaged on those shows or married. And I was just asking, as somebody who has produced reality television, if you actually met the people before, because yeah. I know that they had to get married, but they may have cast it and say, I'm willing to say yes to this person.
Well, we
or do you have to be a couple? You have to be a couple.
With this particular series, it's already, you know, it's supposed to be very, very authentic, real life. Like the cameras aren't there. This is all really happening. And so, you know, Erica and I started off as friends and we did have a crush on each other. We talked every
single
day.
Is this your first? Have you had a relationship before with another woman? Have you ever had a relationship with a man?
I've had sexual relationships with both men and women, but I've never actually had like a serious relationship with a woman. So this was my first one.
Because I also read that on mm-hmm. the first one, before we go to, we move on, you ended up on television. This is the first time on 90 Day Fiancé that they had a same-sex couple.
Mm-hmm.
And your family, your mother did not know that you were gay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
My mom like, I told her throughout the years that, oh, like, I'm giving up on men, or, you know, tried to, like, spoon feed her that I'm bisexual.
I'm giving up on men.
Yeah.
I told you, Mom. Literally just totally giving up on men.
Yeah. So, you know, my mom's, like, still hopeful that I'm going to end up with a man one day.
Oh, so has she not accepted this?
She just says, it's not that she's, like, homophobic or anything. She's not. I think it's just that, like, she just wants a very specific type of person for me. And she just, like, if she could literally, like, find a husband for me and do an arranged marriage, she probably would.
Yeah, because she's been such a good picker.
Very. Well, she knows from her own experience, you right. know, she's made so many mistakes in love.
Well, not really. That was she really in love? You're a green card baby. Was that she was in love with this country, not this man?
Yeah, but I think they did end up liking each other towards the end, so it did kind of work. Your,
oh, they did.
Because, yeah.
So were they together when he passed?
No, they were divorced, but they were together for 10 years.
Wow. Yeah. How long has she been with the new man?
Like 20.
Oh wow.
Maybe not. I don't know. I'm so bad at numbers. I could just be spewing shit, and I don't even know if it's
well.
Accurate.
If you're spewing shit, maybe we're making some money.
Ka-ching. Yeah, let's get a jar.
Ka-ching. It starts with a fart, and then now we're you know, you have to match that in gold nuggets.
Yeah.
Anyway, so your mother finds out on the show. What was that like?
Yeah. So she kind of knew something was going on. There were cameras.
She speak English?
She does. She has a very funny accent, though. She's like, Stephanie, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Why are you bringing me on the reality show? And so she knew something funky was going to happen. And
Mama, I want to show you I like pussy.
Yeah. That would be too much for her.
She doesn't know?
She doesn't want to know anything about the...
Does she listen to this podcast?
I'll tell her not to.
Can we phone her? Can we ask her? Does she speak English?
No, she speaks English. She's just, like, you know, freaked out about, you know, me being bisexual and being with a woman. And
oh, you are bisexual.
Yeah, I'm bisexual. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But and the 90 Day Single Life series.
When you
right
say
now,
bisexual, wait, will you be with men or will you?
She's
that doesn't
you,
mean you will.
90 Day Single Life. I'm dating both men and women.
Wow. So. Are you doing that for TV or do you legitimately think that you could possibly end up with a man?
I think that I, you know, should most likely be by myself. But because of 90 Day Single Life and I was cast, they're like, Stephanie, you have to date. And I was like, so you don't actually want to date any of them. Yeah, I'm like, actually, can I? And then I was like.
God gave you fingers.
Yeah. So, and I'm the type
Dad.
Of person.
Sorry.
Dad, you were just saying. That
inappropriate. I'm sorry.
Inappropriate.
Sorry.
It's okay. My whole life is inappropriate. But yeah, I just would much rather focus on me making money, business, my dogs.
So in reading your bio, you came out here with the idea of being a legitimate actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't work out. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. In reading it, it seems like, and maybe it's because you just had to eat, after 6 months, you mm-hmm. kind of gave up legitimate acting.
Yes.
Why?
I just knew and was very real with myself that I didn't have what it took. And I think so many people lie to themselves for years and years and years pursuing and chasing something that, like, you know, I was like, I'm a shitty actress. Like, I watched my audition tapes. I was like, this is horrible. So, you know.
So you pivoted.
I pivoted. I was like, let's do what, you know, every failed actor does. YouTube.
Isn't this kind of acting, though?
Well, wait. Before YouTube, didn't you work at clubs?
I also worked as a stripper.
You're right.
Yeah, but that was just to pay the bills. YouTube, I was like, all right, I'm good at storytelling. Mm-hmm. I'm good at sharing, like, life experiences because
why would you go to stripping instead of saying, I'll do YouTube and I'll be a waitress?
Well, I did do that. And I remember I was actually working at a restaurant in Manhattan Beach.
Right.
And the last day that I was working there, I worked all day. I worked like 12 hours and I made $30 in tips. And I left that day and I said, I'm never going back and I'm going to be a stripper. And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
There's a little note here. There is next time, and this goes for anybody that's listening. Next mm-hmm. time you're in a restaurant and you have a nice young lady, if you chintz out on the tip, you could turn her life very ugly for an extra
maybe
five
not.
Or ten.
Maybe she. Hold on.
No,
why
no,
are
no,
you
no.
Assuming that stripping was bad? Did you enjoy it? Some people enjoy what?
Tell her.
Well, I like that you advocated for for sex workers for a moment, because a lot of girls do love stripping.
Right.
A lot of girls make great money and it can be a positive experience for them. Right. But for me, it wasn't.
Okay.
So.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe if you would read before we have somebody in. She kind of turned me on to you.
Yeah.
And she told me about you. I did not know you before this. But if you're coming on, I, unlike my daughter, will do due diligence and
background
read about
check.
You. No, because my daughter also, this is what I want to say, because I'm scarred now. My daughter is selling porn online.
I am not selling porn.
Are you selling porn?
It is not porn.
What is it?
Twat waffles.
On Etsy. I have a shop on Etsy where I sell mugs. Hold on. They'll show you.
Ooh, I'm excited for this.
I'm
the founder of an 18 and up subscription site. So like.
Really?
I'm all in that world.
So maybe you can help me come up with my next.
What you're talking about, OnlyFans?
I created my own OnlyFans. It's called Unfiltered.
I saw that.
Yes.
I did research.
And we have a lot of reality
TV stars.
No,
you did research. You're telling
me
you were on a porn site.
No.
I'm so excited to see what you've got here.
I saw that you were doing that. Who else is on that site?
So we have Larissa from 90 Day Fiancé. We have Brett Rossi. She's a former adult actress. We have Farrah Abraham. So,
who just got arrested.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that too.
She's okay.
But you're happy that she's getting a little kerfuffle, because that is good for your site.
I never like violence.
This is what she sells.
Oh, this is cute. That's adorable.
What is adorable? What are you pointing?
The little penis.
Right? It's all cute stuff.
Oh my, I would buy that.
See?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yay.
Thank you. You could definitely sell that on Unfiltered. It's kind of like a marketplace for any kind of content. It doesn't have to be 18 and up.
You want to sell Jacqueline Schultz mugs? Because maybe they can get there so that it's not on Etsy for the world to see. She's the mother of two.
Let's do it.
I'll do it. Don't do it!
Yeah!
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I feel like a Czechoslovakian mother right now. This is crazy what you are doing. This is crazy what you girls are doing.
Crazy ideas are the best ideas.
What's the show her the one with this? Why am I? Now I'm proud.
Don't be a dildo.
No, the C one.
Don't be a Richard. I love that one.
No. The C
one. The cunt cake?
No.
Which one? The twatopotamus?
The cunt cake. Don't use the C word. Oh, don't be a cunt cake.
Yeah. Where do you come up with this?
No, this is the mind. This is my daughter. I'm so
brilliant.
Proud. Yeah, she's a college graduate and the mother of two.
That's amazing, though, because I think nowadays, in order to be successful, you have to think outside of the box. Everything else has been done before.
Outside of your anus. So she was, I want to move slowly through this.
Okay, you do it.
No, but I want to tell you. So she went out of necessity. Mm-hmm. You pivoted, as my daughter so eloquently put it, and you were a stripper. How long did you do that?
Just like a year of my life.
And I read that you're scarred by it. You feel like you're scarred even today by it.
A little bit.
But why? What was scarring?
I think that you just witness a lot of infidelity, a lot of, sexual harassment, a lot of people groping you, touching you. You see violence. You see the dark side of humanity. And I think I wasn't really ready to see that. I was like,
what's the worst thing you saw?
I think the worst thing I saw was maybe, men coming in, married, showing photos of their kids proudly. And to me, I'm like, cool. Why are you showing me?
Bend over and look at this picture, young lady.
Yeah.
These are the kids.
Yeah. Kids, and I'm like, here's my beautiful wife, and then like, so can I get a lap dance? And I was just like, we just talked about like your beautiful family, then they get a lap dance, and then they turn into like a different person. You're like, oh, this is so creepy.
What was your name as a dancer?
Kitty.
Wait, is that what made you decide that you want to be alone? Because you said you would rather be alone than have a significant other. Did that?
I think that, I'm still open to anything. And, I might be with somebody right now. I can't say due to contractual obligations.
Did that turn you off to men?
Yeah. I think that was very much so what kind of pivoted me more towards women for
a while. Do women come into strip clubs like that?
Yeah, but they're usually like way nicer. And they're usually like there with their boyfriend, which is maybe sometimes weird, but the boyfriend will then buy them a lap dance and like they'll participate together. Or you'll get like lesbians coming in who are just like, they're not doing anything too bad.
They're there for the chicken wings. Sometimes the chicken wings are good.
Yes. Did we have food? No. I worked at the Palms in Signal Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good shout out. There's a shout out.
Shout
shout out.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
So, what was I going to say? So now you you were doing YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and then do you fart regularly?
I'm actually very fart shy. Never
what
farted.
What is fart shy?
I've never farted in front of a boyfriend ever in my life.
Because you're a lesbian.
I've never really been in a...
Oh, she's bisexual.
Yeah.
So, but you fart in front of women.
It feels less scary to fart in front of a woman.
People don't understand the fear and the bravery in allowing air to expel from your back end.
Someone could break up with you over that.
You break out and they break up.
Yes.
No, people don't understand that. Now, I want to make that clear here mm-hmm. to our listeners that you hear a fart. People run away from a fart, but they don't understand the fear that the actual farter... Are you okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, this is deep.
Oh, no, my God.
So let's go. So you're online.
Uh-huh.
And you're doing various kind of like OnlyFans kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I was on YouTube for 8 years. I have a channel with like 350,000 subscribers, and that kind of paid the bills for a while. And then I pivoted more into like the boudoir, not safe for work type content, because I had a lot of male followers.
Right.
Even throughout the YouTube years.
Right.
I mean, like 90% men.
And what do they ask of you?
They just wanted to see my boobs.
And you have no problem sharing.
I was like, you know what? They're just boobs.
Right.
So, and like, it's weird. I can show people my boobs online, but in person, I'm a little bit more shy. I can't fart in front of somebody in person, but I can put it in a jar and send it to them. Just as long as it's not firsthand.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, tits over toots.
Yeah. Tits over toots. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's me. And unfiltered. That's my platform.
Yeah. Stepanka?
Yeah, that's my Czech name.
Stepanka.
Wait, how did you go? You didn't start doing the farts in a jar on your YouTube channel. How did that start?
Well, let's slow down because I don't want to blow it all at once.
Oh, yeah. This is a saga.
Okay,
it's a saga.
It is?
Oh, it's a saga. I even have a gift for you today.
Did you bring him a jar of farts?
I brought you something.
Did you bring it?
I hope you didn't.
Yeah. I brought you something like amazing. You're going to love it.
Well, I'm looking at Lou's face, and he's hoping that you brought it, and you're not going to make it while you're here because he's too close to the factory.
Oh no, don't worry.
Okay,
I wouldn't.
So let me. So you're on YouTube, mm-hmm. and you're showing your. This is where a Stepanka. I have to pay to see this, or is this regular YouTube?
This is free.
This is free.
Yeah.
Okay. Free are you gonna? Will you put some? Why don't you go on YouTube now and put it that you're on here? With us, so some of your followers will come and hear the saga.
Oh yeah, no, but I can't do that, can I?
Why?
Why?
I can't. Can I type things on YouTube?
In the community video on the community section.
Oh. I don't know.
Can I take a picture?
Are you
of
on
you?
Instagram? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have a big following on Instagram
here,
too.
You know what? Just say. Sold Howie a franchise.
Wait. Okay. Yeah. This is perfect. Hold on one sec.
All right.
Amazing. Okay. Yes.
My dad, if you're listening and not watching, my dad just stood up
in a
mug.
It says do stuff in our do stuff mugs. I farted in a do stuff mug.
Okay.
And
I'm
if you
this.
Want, as a listener to this podcast, if you want to do stuff mug that I will fart in, how much would, like, what, there you go. What would.
I'm posting it.
Okay. You could post it. On Instagram?
But you better sell the fart mugs then.
Put it on the story.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
It's up there.
All right. Do stuff in the mug.
Yeah. That's
but how do you, so if I, okay, so ask your question.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to know how you started with the farts in a jar. Like, did it start on mm-hmm. YouTube? Because on YouTube, you were just uploading regular YouTube content.
Yes.
Correct?
And about my sex life, about dating, relationships, all that stuff. But then, you know, Unfiltered is where I do my more like sexy content, boudoir, bikini type stuff. And for like the longest time, I've been getting questions from men asking me if like they could get my farts somehow. I've had guys saying they want to huff my farts.
Huff your farts?
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Like in a bag.
People want to huff your farts in a bag.
Yeah.
I know about like feet fetish, like a foot fetish. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of like fart fetish.
There's everything.
No, but you said a lot of people have been asking to huff your farts.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot. Like like over 30, like that I could like tell you that were messaging me proactively asking me like, when are you going to do this? What, like, when are you going to sell this? Can you send me a farting video at least? And
a farting video?
Yeah.
What would be in a farting video?
Just me farting.
You have a farting video?
I do, but.
Can we play it?
Sorry, guys. I'm like in lingerie, like, and I'm like dancing around.
This is audio. Can we just play it?
She's uncomfortable.
Access it.
Wait.
No, listen, we're promoting the product.
All right, let's see.
She's not selling the farts in a jar anymore.
No, I know. We'll get to find it and just hold it up to the mic.
I think I might actually have it.
Okay, good.
I might have the audio version because I sent the audio to somebody.
I want to hear this. I love this. These are your greatest hits or shits or whatever you've got to call
it. Find it.
We're looking.
Ooh.
Lou, do you have anything to say before we find her fart on video?
I want to say that no matter what you do for a living, even if you enjoy it, eventually it becomes work.
Okay, thank you.
That's so true.
No, he's right.
Yes.
He's like a sage.
That's like really philosophical.
That's why we have Lou
here. Do you
have
it? You can hold your thing up to the mic. Hold your phone. This is off your iPhone. Listen. There you go. Thank you. Oh, that was beautiful.
I added like background music to try to make it more classy.
No, I like it. Classy. To make it more classy.
Yeah.
I love that you take a fart and you're able to class it up because people think it's just the average, like, ooh, who farted? But you are classical. Like, mm-hmm. It is like you are like the Beethoven of farts. You are the Mozart.
I'm the Einstein of farts because I've got it down to like a science. I've got like an algorithm for getting it into the jar and preserving it and
That, I didn't see that video. What were you doing in that video? Describe to us.
So I was actually in my apartment in New York City. Mm-hmm. I had like a cute little leather skirt on and like a bra.
Right.
And a lot of people want me to wear leather when I fart for some reason because like it enhances the sound effect.
It's the acoustics.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I understand. I've been in this business for a long time. It's acoustics.
Yes.
You want to wear something where it's, and real leather, not pleather.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get, there's a deep kind of bounce. It's a bounce. Kyle, who is here and is our sound engineer, could probably speak to this much better. Ooh. Kyle, what is the, what does it add? Do you understand why she would fart into leather rather than just cotton or a synthetic blend or a piece of fabric?
I understand. I can't quite put it into words, but it makes sense.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
I mean, it seems like you know your stuff, so.
No, I do. I do. I do a lot of research, unlike my daughter.
Oh, my God. Well, I was, you know, having the music playing in the background, and I farted a couple times. I let the guy know that I had been eating a lot that morning, and I farted into a jar, and this was actually like
what you just played us?
Yes.
Went right into a jar?
Yes.
Now, the hazards of your industry.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever sharted?
Yeah, so I've actually gotten that question so much.
Oh, so that's not, I
that's
I thought
not
I was a
good, no.
People care about that.
No.
Luckily, no. I don't really have that problem, really. Like,
would that be considered a problem or would that be an asset?
Well, like,
I would imagine
it's illegal to sell.
No pun intended when I say asset.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, is it illegal to sell feces?
I think it's illegal to ship it across state lines.
To ship? Are you saying ship?
Ship and shit.
Okay.
You can't.
What about you poo-ess?
You what? That should be a real thing that handles bodily functions being transported.
Okay.
But.
So now back to my daughter's question. You're dancing. People are asking you to fart. And you didn't think it was weird that somebody wanted to hear a fart from you?
I think that some guys really want that full girlfriend experience. They don't want to just see you.
That's
and
the
hear
full
you.
Girlfriend experience?
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. That's like the closest you can be.
I just know we had, I don't know if it was last week or the other week, Jackie told a story about a friend. She won't name the friend who was on a date and that happened. And it was disastrous as far as, you know, she got uncomfortable and made excuses and right?
Yeah. And it was embarrassing and she tried to play it off. Like,
I love that you're opening it up and making it okay. That's what this is about.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
It is. Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your friend.
I know, it was horrible.
But the guy didn't take it well, like he was being an asshole.
I think she was more nervous about it than the guy cared. Like she was really upset about
it's
it.
It's just, it's natural. It's a bodily function. Like people like need to stop making it more than it is. It's just a fart.
But you even said you are fart shy and you won't fart like but in you said person.
Right. Yeah. And that's because I really thought that a guy would break up with me if I did it in front of him.
Right.
But going forward in my life, like take it or leave it. If you can't accept me for my flight.
And you say take it.
At this point, I'm fart jar girl to everybody. So.
No, but and I, listening to your fart, can I just say, as somebody who is a judge on mm-hmm. another show, when I heard it and it was just audio, there was something sweet yet. No, there was a nice, you had a good tone, good tonality.
Yeah,
and special.
Yeah.
No, I'm being honest with you.
Thank
it really
you.
Was. You should. I don't know if you have any interest in being on America's Got Talent, but I think
I should go on as a farting person.
Can you fart on command?
I could. At one point, it was really easy for me to because of the diet that I was.
Like
consuming.
If we had a request right now, because you do have a microphone.
Oh no, we shouldn't. Not today.
Why?
I ate some weird salmon last night.
So I don't understand what you're getting at.
I ate some, like, I ate a strange combination of food last night. So
and therefore,
I don't
your
think,
fear would be?
My fear would be that it wouldn't be such a nice fart like I showed you on the video.
Oh, so you're saying that you can control what the odor is?
You can control the odor. You can control a lot of aspects of it, which is how I can control the fact, like, that it's not going to be a shark jar.
No, but I'm saying, like, as opposed, like that fart that you did mm-hmm. for the public on
yeah.
the thing was I'm just going by the audio, was beautiful and yet unscented or spring scented or, but the fact that you had salmon last night.
Should not fart here on leather couch.
But that's why I'm thinking we were on a leather couch.
Yeah.
You don't have a leather, but I thought the acoustics are perfect.
Yeah.
We have a microphone.
But poor Lou, look at him. I don't want to do that.
I want Lou. Will you try to fart?
If like at any point during this podcast, I feel something,
you know, maybe. Oh my God.
But I brought you one gift already. You don't
but wait,
need to
but,
get
but I'd love to have it people playing live in the studio we haven't had before.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and just let us know and let Lou know so that he can get up
Please
and give you room for whatever it is to play a request. But that's a standing request for the entire rest of the time that you're here. You let us know.
I will. I promise.
So you didn't answer the question that Jackie has asked three times.
Yeah. No, she did. She said she was getting a lot of requests, but did you do it on your YouTube or were you just sending them privately? Or is it, I know your biggest platform now TikTok?
No, actually. No? I think YouTube and Instagram are my Snapchat was before I was banned.
You're banned from Snapchat.
I'm banned from Snapchat.
For what? For farting?
For farts?
I don't even know. Maybe for soliciting fart buyers. I think that's against their terms of service. So, yeah, it kind of
is that. Bad. Is this illegal? Is this considered illegal?
Maybe if it's like in a sexual way, if it's like a fetish way.
But are there collectors?
I mean, some of the people have purchased multiple, like batches. I feel like they're storing it like
how many
wines.
Farts are in a batch?
In a batch. Well, my first batch was 97 and it sold out. And that was the first batch I ever sold. It was like my beta batch of farts that I just posted up on my unfiltered site just to see, hey.
When you say unfiltered, do you mean to the audience or do you use special filtration system in your underpants?
Oh, no, unfiltered site. Is the platform.
Her platform
oh,
she made.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't understand. I'm just trying to.
You can sell anything on there. I mean, you could sell.
So you had
photos.
A batch of 97. In curating this batch or creating the batch, how long does it take you to accumulate 97? And how much of a fart is like one? How are they measured?
So nobody gets more than one fart per jar.
Because nobody.
I feel like that's just unfair.
It is unfair. And fairness is...
I'm all about fairness.
I know.
I'm a Libra moon.
I could have told you that. No, I could have told you that. Astrology is always...
That's
so
the thing.
Nobody,
wait, are you really into astrology?
I am. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh my God, I'm a Sagittarius rising.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So the fact that you're a Sagittarius rising and I'm a Sagittarius, would it be possible for me to get two farts in one jar?
Oh, well, I don't know. We'd have to know what your moon sign and your rising sign are. Like if there's any Gemini in there, hell no.
My wife is a Gemini.
well, your wife's only getting one fart.
She
like
is going to be so disappointed. No, because I was thinking, and she doesn't listen to the podcast, but Valentine's Day is coming up in February.
Oh, well, I am coming out with fart-scented candles for Valentine's Day.
Are you really?
Really?
I really am. Yeah, I told you, I'm taking this to the moon.
Yeah.
This is
better than chocolates
idea.
Or flowers.
Hell yeah. It's a novelty item. And, you know, they're going to be fart jar candles reminiscent of my farts.
I love this better than what Gwyneth Paltrow did.
I agree. I don't want to smell her vagina.
Candle? Yeah.
She had the candle that smells like vagina.
Yeah, and it's
her
so
vagina.
Out.
You know, too. I gave as a wrap gift, you know, at the end of the season, I gave everybody a candle at America's Got Talent, Simon and Heidi and Sophia. I gave them a candle that smells like my testicles.
Oh, my. And what does it smell like?
My testicles.
What do your testicles smell like?
It's kind of a...
Do you want to call mom?
It's hard to describe, but there's a hint of lavender.
Oh, I don't know why my brain went to like popcorn.
You just smell like popcorn.
I don't know why.
That's funny. Do you only sell them on your platform on Unfiltered? That's
So the first time you farted in a jar was when?
First time was end of November?
Of 2021.
Of 2021.
Okay,
yes.
The end of November. It's the week somebody asked you to send it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you go out. You don't have jars. You just don't have jars.
No, I bought them off of Amazon wholesale. Got like they were actually intended for making yogurts.
Right. Oh, they don't have, they're not specifically to fart in.
No, they don't
No, because I know as a young boy, I went over to a friend's house, Nathan and his mother used to make jellies and jams, and we'd go there for toast.
Yeah.
And I'd say, you have the best jam and the best jelly. You should jar these.
Yeah.
And then she sold them in the local shop. Yeah. And I've never thought of, like, that's the only, maybe pickles and things like that that you put in a jar. So when you decided that you wanted to ship your farts and, like, what did you look for in a jar, in a container?
I really wanted it to look like one of those, like, little French gourmet yogurt bottles.
That's perfect.
The ones where you, like, see it at Whole Foods and, like, one little bottle of this yogurt with, like, fancy writing is, like, $5 or more than that, like $10.
How much is the jar?
The jar itself? You? Well, they were originally $1,000.
For how many?
With the fart. Without
No. I'm asking. Let's go. The whole process. I'd like
to
buy
Amazon. I'll show you right now. Actually,
yeah.
I'm just thinking.
$1,000 per jar of fart.
Yes, but it was on sale for 50% off.
Wait! Don't. I want. There's so many people out there that are looking how to make. I want.
Every
time
I say anything, you tell me to wait, and then I'm going too fast.
Well, you don't want to just. Let all the information out.
Yeah, you guys need to retain all of... Oh, here we go. Mini yogurt jars.
Mm-hmm.
This is the purchase that I made.
Yeah.
And these are on Amazon, and it comes with 30. They're 7-ounce glass favor jars with cork lids.
Oh, wow.
Putting...
Wait. Cork lid?
Yeah.
Don't you find that with a cork absorbs...
So,
she's showing... You can't see this, but she's showing...
She's showing Lou.
Lou, what do you think of her jar, Lou?
Cork just...
What?
Beautiful.
They're cute, right? You
couldn't find
beautiful.
A better thing to put a fart in than right.
No, but I wouldn't know. If somebody wanted my fart and they said ship my fart, I would not even like what is the container? My wife is really into wrapping and boxing and gift giving and that, but I have never even thought about that. But that's why you're so the thing So you buy these jars, and they are how many ounces per jar?
7 ounces.
7-ounce jar. And how did you come to this measurement?
Just felt right. It felt like not too big. Like if it's a big mason jar, like one of those big jumbo ones, and it's like it just feels like a lot of empty space. I want it to feel cute and like dainty, like I want my fart to be. And I also...
But you got to also think of the customer. Do you think the customer was saying, I need you to fart in a jar and I want to huff it. I hope that it comes in a cute and dainty and classy
container.
That makes
it more high-end. It is more high-end.
It's high-end. Yeah. It's like, you know, a truck driver would fart in a big-ass mason jar.
Yeah.
Do truck drivers sell their farts?
I, you know what? At this point, it wouldn't surprise me that there's a market for that. Let's look it up.
No, but well, but the fact is, I think there is an industry here, and here's what I'm going to tell you: that you can only manufacture so much. Why don't you franchise? Why don't you market everybody's farts? Where you are, it's like Coca-Cola, where you bottle. You're the bottling. Yeah. You're the bottler. You're the
like you get a percentage of everyone else's fart jars.
I feel like I am pivoting into a new direction with the farts.
Okay, so the first fart, the first, can you name the first customer?
I can't. They're all they're all anonymous. I mean, you can understand why.
No.
I'm sure a lot of them have families.
Oh, they're family people.
Like, I bet you a lot of them are.
How do you explain to your wife when you get a mason jar that you basically looks empty?
You don't.
So okay, so now you decide you're going to ship. Mm-hmm. The first one that you did, how did you arrive at a price?
Wait, how does it not escape?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask. How do you arrive at a price?
Okay, so I gave the initial price of $1,000.
For one fart.
For one fart jar. But in order to really motivate.
How much farting goes into one jar?
Just like one fart, just like a pff, done. Move on to the next
one. One more time? Pff. Okay.
Yeah. And that goes
move on. You take the jar.
Yes.
And you hold it. Are you wearing anything? Or is it just, are you naked? Mm. Like, is it right against, is it a closed? Do you seal? Will you jam the jar right up against, like, do you take off your underpants?
Well, there is.
I'm trying to figure out. We're talking business now, honey.
I usually don't give away my trade secrets, but I am, like, technically retired from the fart selling business. But
is there a copyright on this?
There isn't, and I'm willing to share the information with hopefuls out there who want to sell their farts.
Love that. You know what? You not only have great farts, but you have a good heart.
I do. Good fart, good heart.
You do. Because you share, and sharing is caring, and absolutely. You care. Go ahead.
And so the best way to capture a fart is I also purchased in bulk these fabric flower petals. Mm. And so what you do is you fart directly onto the flower petal and then put it into the jar.
So does the flower petal hold the essence?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Well, because, I mean, if you think about it, if you look under a microscope at one of these fabric flower petals, you'll see
all
these.
So you've been to a laboratory.
I mean, I just imagine it in my head.
Okay, go ahead. Like it's porous.
Yeah, it's porous, and that moisture.
Where do you get these flowers?
Amazon.
So
Jeff Bezos, he's getting free promo on this podcast.
No, so what are they? Fabric flowers of any kind of? Are they lilies?
I did roses, and then I did like cute little—I don't even know what they were. They look like little dandelions, but they were really, really pretty. And it also helps with like the visual element. People want to receive something, and like if they can see that there's something physically in the jar, their brain will help. You've really thought this out.
So do you take the dandelion or the rose and jam that up your ass? Or
Pretty much. You know, that's actually, thankfully, I didn't have to say it.
No, I'm saying it. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
I want to share this information.
Yeah.
So you stick the flower. You're not wearing pants or underpants.
Nope.
There's no leather.
Just a big baggy t-shirt.
A baggy t-shirt. This is so we're getting inside the factory. And then you put the flower, the petals. Mm-hmm. How far up?
I mean, definitely into the crevice.
Okay. And then how long does it take from the time the flower is inserted to the time you spray or emit?
It's pretty immediate.
So you have, like, you can go, there's a flower. I'm going to do this at 4:00. Like, do you set a time? Are you on, is there a lunch break? Is there a...
Well, I did have a kind of like a set routine.
Go ahead.
And so there were 2 or 3 days out of the week during the peak of my production that I was really focusing on this. And so in the morning, I wake up, I have a routine, I eat, you know,
or you have a specific diet.
Some people specially requested certain foods in order to produce a certain kind of smell. So one guy cheddar.
Cheddar.
Yeah, cheddar cheese farts. Then there was one guy who like literally just wanted me to eat nothing but cabbage soup. And I was like actually in a lot of pain. I did fiber one bars one day. That wasn't a good idea. I did a lot of hard boiled eggs. And then towards the end of production.
I love that you were shipping your hard boiled egg farts, but God forbid you should let us in here smell salmon.
Salmon's bad, but it wasn't like the salmon.
But I love that not only did you take requests, which you didn't have to, but you also honored those requests. Like, couldn't you just fart and put it in there and say
just
you
say.
Did?
Yeah.
But she's honorable.
I think that also in business, you know, there's karma. And if you're being deceitful and you're lying, I feel like that's just not good for business. And also, I was making so much money that I had to put in the extra effort in my mind to justify, like, I'm making so much money.
I love the way you're, I like your business acumen. I like the way you were. No, I'm telling you that she delivers. You know that when you, what you order is what you get.
Absolutely.
And not only is what you get, but effort and time.
Wait, do they pay extra for special requests?
Oh, yeah.
So give us, so the first one, you're sitting there, you put on your t-shirt, you get up in the morning, you have, let's say, a cabbage soup, and then you go into the other room and you grab, is there a pile of flowers?
So I usually have to wait a couple hours. It's not like I eat and then right after I'm farting.
How long from the time you finish the cabbage to the time the flowers inserted?
About 2-3 hours.
2-3 hours.
So I have time to like run errands. I do a lot of like walking around, and I feel like that kind of helps speed things up in my.
No, I know that because people who jog, I've seen them in videos. People who jog, they have these jogs where this is what I hear. They have their headset on. You hear hit songs, and then on the outside you hear them farting.
Yeah, yeah. Movement helps for sure.
Okay.
So I spend like 2-3 hours in the morning after I've eaten like the mass quantity of whatever it is that I'm eating that day.
And when you say a mass, how much?
Well. 3 protein shakes.
Wow.
Couple bowls of whatever soup.
You're a small, diminutive person.
I know.
That's a lot.
It was.
And like, what kind of errands would you be running?
Going to the post office to mail like previous shipments out. I would go take my dogs outside for a walk.
If you're ever at the post office because this was an errand, would you ever release the package early?
No, no.
No, so you can hold it in.
Yeah, absolutely. But it would be painful. It'd be uncomfortable. And after a while, I'll be honest, this business did take a toll on me physically.
Well, we'll talk about that because we will talk about
And emotionally, too.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Why? Because you felt like you couldn't deliver what you had promised?
No, I always deliver. But I think that it was also the judgment and the hate from the community online and from...
There is a fart community online?
There were some fart sellers who were upset.
Are there other people doing what you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the biggest manufacturer of farts and sales?
You know, honestly, I don't know. But, like, I actually did an interview, and one of the interviewers brought up, like, well, you know, I think that there's some fart buyers who are really upset about how you're getting all this notoriety and recognition, but they've been in, like, the, you know, in the back, like, doing this work for so long and going ignored. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. It's not my fault. Like, they should be happy I'm bringing fart jars to the mainstream.
They should be happy.
Yeah.
And a lot of those, and I will say this because I did my research, a lot of them aren't even shipping their own farts. They have rooms of young children.
No, they don't, Dad.
No, they do. And it's like the sneaker business. Oh, yes, overseas. There are people overseas with young children who are being forced to fart into jars.
Oh.
And then they...
What child
they
do, labor?
That's so sad.
It is sad.
Oh,
and that's
God.
Why I love that what we're bringing up with you. It's integrity. Mm-hmm. You sell what you say.
Yes.
And I love that
I'm
about
authentic.
You are.
And I also know of people who use fart spray. And that's an easy out.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that is like artificial. It's like I tell people it's the difference between real maple syrup and the fake like high fructose corn syrup stuff. Like,
you know you're talking to a Canadian. So that you just hit home.
Yes.
With me. No,
yes.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
You know
I'm from the country that makes people go, oh, I had maple syrup on my French toast. I go, no, you didn't. Mm. You had corn syrup.
Yeah.
You are the maple syrup. You are the Canadian of farters.
Yes.
I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, this is great. Do you want to finish your question?
I just want to know, well, we didn't talk about yet why you stopped.
Yes.
Okay. This is sad. You had a heart problem.
So it was December 17th. It was like week before Christmas.
A week before Christmas.
Yeah. And then the story went viral about me jarring and selling farts. So not only was I selling now farts to my followers and my fans, it was now like people who read the story who came over to my Unfiltered and were like, we heard you sell farts. So I had like double the orders of the last batch.
It went crazy.
It went freaking nuts. So
and you don't have any elves or
helpers.
No, it's just me by myself. Well, I have my two dogs, but I won't bottle and sell their farts.
You wouldn't?
No, those are just for me.
You huff your dog's farts?
No, but they're cute. Yeah.
The farts or the dogs?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything my dogs do is the cutest thing in the world. Right. They can fucking do anything. And I'll be like, oh my God.
Do you have to fart yet?
What?
Do you have to fart yet?
No.
Are you trying?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Dad.
Okay. No.
But it was December 17th, like the week before Christmas, and I was really being irresponsible with my diet. I was trying to just force myself to fart as much as possible. So one morning I did 3 extra large protein shakes and I ate almost an entire pot of black bean soup. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did what I had to do. I produced all the jars and
How many did you produce?
It was almost, I think, 75 or so that I did in that batch.
75 farts.
Yeah,
and how long?
Within a couple days. Which is most I've ever done.
Do you live in a house?
I do. I have a nice house in Connecticut. I love it.
Do you have roommates?
Nope, just live alone.
Yeah.
Thank God, because that would have definitely been awkward.
You know, they're saying thank God, all the possible roommates.
Yeah. Well, I don't like living with roommates.
Stephanie can't come to the phone now. She's busy. She's manufacturing.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I live in a secluded house. No neighbors nearby.
No windows.
No windows. There's windows.
Okay, but you don't open those because you don't want to lose some of the product.
Absolutely not.
Go ahead. So you're jamming. You started?
Yes. And by the end of the night, I was feeling not so well. I was having a tightness pressure type feeling building up around my chest.
In your chest?
Yeah. And I have a pre-existing condition and I just started birth control recently. So I was like thinking, oh my God, maybe I'm having a blood clot or maybe I'm having a heart attack or something's going on. So in the middle of the night, I reached out to my friend and I'm like, can you just take me to the ER just so I can have peace of mind so I can just like get my, you know, vitals checked to make sure I'm not dying? Because I couldn't even breathe in. I was laying down. I was like, I kept adjusting, moving, trying different positions to sleep. And like I couldn't breathe in all the way. So I went to the ER and I told them my symptoms and they like seemed very, very concerned. Like, okay, yeah, you're having chest tightness and you can't breathe. We're going to send you right in. You don't have to wait. They did an EKG and they did a blood panel to see if I was having a blood clot. And then they started asking me questions about if I had started taking any new medication or if I had any recent changes to my diet. And so then I kind of explained to them that I had a lot of protein that day and a lot of beans. And that's when, like, I think it clicked in their brains, like, okay, maybe this has something to do with it. But the EKG came back fine. The blood panel came back
fine.
Did
they ask why you consumed that or did you tell them why?
I told them that it was because I work out a lot. I wasn't going to tell them about my fart jars. I felt like that was too, like, it was late at night. I was like, you know what? They don't need to know this information. This is private information. So.
But you just say that, you know, this morning I had 3 protein shakes and a giant 3 pounds of beans. And I was but you don't tell them why.
No.
Because I work out.
No.
Because I work out.
Yeah. Because I totally look like I do. No, I'm joking. But yeah, so they discharged me and they said that I need to make adjustments to my diet and then I should, you know, go home and take a gas suppressant and I should also take a Tums to kind of like
wait, help my stomach. Because you had gas.
Yeah, they said it was gas pain.
Up in your chest.
Yeah, I guess it was so much here mm-hmm. that it was pushing everything up. It's kind of like when you have acid reflux, it can kind of like imitate the feeling of like a heart attack because you'll get that like tight feeling here. So...
So for you to take a gas suppressant, like a gas acid.
Game over. Yeah.
Wait, but what I don't get is after that, you're like, I had my scare. I'm not going to do it anymore. Why wouldn't you just, I mean, you still obviously probably fart because everyone farts. Yeah. Why wouldn't you just not do the extreme eating?
Wait, slow down.
What?
Tell the audience so that they don't feel bad.
Everybody farts. So, but why wouldn't you just not do the extreme eating and just whenever you have a fart, bottle it up
and that one's worth more?
Yeah. So I have been taking 1 or 2 orders here and there.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is like when you have 20 people asking you for an order, how do you pick the ones that you're going to send an order
to? That's tough.
You know? So, and also.
Should we take the third caller on this spot? Can we give it to one of our listeners?
Yeah.
Would you make a fart for one of our listeners?
You know what? I would.
Oh my God. We are going to be doing here's the point.
Huh.
On March 4th, mm-hmm. we are going to do a live podcast.
Mm-hmm. And with we have Heidi Klum and we have Theo Von and we have a live audience. Yeah. I would love during that to be able to give away an authentic.
Let's do it.
What do you call them? Stephanie Maddow motto. You told me Maddow. See, mm-hmm. Now it's Maddow. Stephanie Maddow fart, which are worth $1,000. This is better than Bitcoin. This is like shitcoin.
Well, she's doing.
Well, you did an NFT.
Wait till you. Oh, and I've got something special for you, Howie.
Tell me about the NFT.
Oh, my God. So after the hospital scare, I was actually already in discussions with like a digital artist in creating a line of NFT fart jars. Mm-hmm. And I figured it'd be cool to have my farts in the metaverse as well as in the physical universe.
She knows that. Her husband's into all that.
Yes, that's awesome. So, yeah, we created the fart jars and they're all very adorable, all are very unique and might be worth a lot of money one day soon. They do vary in rarity. Some are more rare than others, more valuable than others.
What makes one fart jar more rare than another?
So some of them have like different toppers, little stoppers at the top.
I see a butt.
Some of them have something inside the jar. Some of them have little redeemable chests on them. So you can, you know, redeem it for a physical jar.
Have you sold an NFT yet?
In the first week of launch, we sold $120,000, more than $120,000 worth of the fart jar NFTs.
Wow.
So it's been very, very successful. It's been taking the NFT world by storm. Everybody's been talking about it. You know, it's been met with some criticism because I think that
Windstorm.
Yes.
Maybe that's what I'll ask my husband for. He was asking me what I want for Valentine's Day. I said nothing, but I'll ask for an NFT fart jar.
Well, I think that you should have him get you a special Howie Mandel fart jar.
Oh my God.
That's the best thing we got on this podcast.
Best thing ever. Did you make that?
Yeah, that's for you. I'm going to meet
you're my favorite guest ever. Oh my God.
You finally have your own NFT. You just lost your
NFT. You're the best. I love you, Stephanie. You're the best guest I've ever had. Yeah. I have my own fart jar NFT. Yes. Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jeremy will put that up. Oh, it's probably up on the screen right now, but I want
to. Is it up for people to purchase, or does he get to purchase his own?
I'm gonna transfer this to your crypto wallet.
Okay,
and you can list it, you can auction it off, anything you'd like to do,
or you could just keep it, Dad, forever.
Forever.
I want to keep it right now. I'm
gonna
keep it.
You know what we should do? We should have a digital screen here, so it's always playing in the background.
I will.
And it looks like it has your glasses and everything.
That's
like
the most amazing thing.
Isn't it so cute?
There it is, right there.
Yeah. It's so cute.
Oh my God. I love it. You also
it's
did.
Is that a condom on top to make it look bald?
I don't know what that is. How did you know I was circumcised? Is that what the top of the jar is? What's the top of the jar?
It's your head.
It's just your head.
Oh, it's my head. This one?
Whichever one you want it to be.
This is the best.
Yeah.
You are the best. This is going to go. I want to put this up tonight.
Is this your first NFT?
This is my first NFT ever. Howie gets an NFT and it's a fart jar. Jeremy, this goes up today. We got to do a story and I'm going to post this today.
Yes.
I'm going to put it up today.
This
I can't tell
you
how excited.
Avatar,
you know something? I have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
This is better.
This is better. Hell yeah, it is.
I swear to you.
Yeah.
This is better.
You know, everyone in like the crypto world, they have their avatars be whatever NFT they got. This needs to be your avatar.
Howie Mandel fart jar.
On Twitter and stuff. You need to change your
God,
Stephanie Maddow. Maddow motto. What do you want me to say?
Honestly, I don't even care. Let's do Maddow.
When somebody says, what's your name? How do you say it?
Stephanie Maddow.
Stephanie Maddow.
But then some people like sometimes say Stephanie Maddow.
But it doesn't matter what they say; it's
Maddow.
What you say.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is?
Like my name's really mantra. Howie Mandel, but everybody says Mandel.
Mandela.
It's different. We're totally different. Two different people. This is amazing. I don't know how to recover from this.
I know.
Do you feel fart coming on?
No. I feel like
this
it's
is better,
too dangerous.
Dad.
I don't trust the fart today.
What do you mean you don't trust the fart? How do you put trust in a fart?
I just don't trust the one today.
I'm
very intuitive. I'm really like in tune with my body.
Yeah.
And today my body is telling me don't trust the fart and I'm not going to.
When you say don't trust the fart, mm-hmm. like when you lose total trust in mm-hmm. a fart,
yeah.
if you were to reveal that fart to us or to the public without any trust, what is the worst case scenario?
That it's one of those like sticky farts that like lingers for like hours.
For our next guest. Now,
but let me tell you, a sticky fart that lingers for hours. If somebody is a fart aficionado, like those people that are calling and asking,
they're hoping for it.
Wouldn't that be like fine wine to them?
I mean, that'd be like thousands of dollars of merchandise just here in your studio.
The most expensive fart you have sold to date?
Well, I did a batch order for somebody in Austria. Thousands of dollars. $4,000.
For a batch?
For a, like a bulk order. But like, it
what
was
is a bulk of farts?
Like several jars.
Several.
Yeah. Four or five jars in an order. And I did give him like a little bit of a discounted rate because he was like a very, very avid customer of mine. And like, there are some people.
Do you go through Christie's or Sotheby's or how would they?
To purchase it.
Do you have an agent?
No. I'm a
Who is this gentleman that you're traveling with?
That's my manager.
You have a manager.
He just holds my bags and stuff.
And the jars.
And the jars. Yeah.
Wait, I do want to know though, because you started.
How long have you had management?
I've had management for the past 2-3 months. Ever since I started 90 Day Single Life, I've been doing a lot more appearances and I've needed somebody to be like my wrangler.
How many clients does he have?
I hope just me.
Hope just you.
But I did want to know though, because you said that you had a lot of people and a lot of haters that were mm-hmm. coming after you that were also farters, like in the farter community, mm-hmm. right? But you also, I heard you talking about having a lot of haters just online for doing what you do, not in the mm-hmm. fart community, like other women and stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of women. And that actually like confuses me because it's like, you know, as women, just let other women do what they want to do.
Girl power.
Yeah, right? And it's like, I think, if anything, the NFTs are really sending the message that, you know, crypto is a male-dominated community. And I'm showing, hey, girls can be a part. We can take up space. And girls fart too, not just boys.
That's right.
And I think that also we should just stop being so uptight about everything and stop taking everything so seriously because there's, like, so much stress and sadness in the world.
No, I love it. This week has been an incredible week for women. Maya Angelou is on the quarter. And you're farting in a jar.
In a jar.
I mean, it's just...
It's amazing.
It's just good to be a woman this
Absolutely.
Week,
but I think that, like, you know, some women are making huge societal changes and leading very important movements. But I think it also matters when someone does something as simple and silly as making a fart jar. Not everybody has to be, you know, going to the moon or curing cancer. Some people can just simply be farting in jars and having a laugh along the way.
So well said.
That's a great way to end our podcast.
Stephanie, I want to wish you the best of luck. Are you going to be able to fart before the show's over?
Unfortunately, no. But if you guys want to get your hands on a Fart Jar NFT, go to fartjarsnft.com.
Okay. And we want to anything else you want to shout out?
Go check out Unfiltered. I'm on Instagram at Stepanka Matto. And Howie, I hope you...
Lou, do you have any questions for her? Before we go?
I think you've asked all of the questions.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
And I think it was...
It was.
He's right. He's had a lot of
Anyway, this
words.
Is great. I want people to review. I want you to subscribe. I want you to buy our merch. Not necessarily my daughter's merch, but I
I'll buy it. Thank you. I'm buying
it. You guys are making a deal that Etsy stuff is going onto your site?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
On behalf of myself and my daughter, Jacqueline Schultz and Lou and all our listeners at Howie Mandel Does Stuff, we love you. Thank you so much for the gift. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to post it. We should do it. Can we do a TikTok together?
Yeah.
After we're finished here, we'll do a TikTok.
Let's
we'll do a story. We'll do something. Goodbye, everyone.
Good. Really?
Great advocate.
I've never spoken so much about farts.
Entire life.